boards and things, whatever it's covered with, when it runs water in that and it brings it down.
Got 10 in there.
Mm-hmm. Got 10, got sheeting under there, got 10 under there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leak.
What about the gutter? Or did you ever see one? They made in just that shape.
V-shaped?
Yeah, just that shape.
Uh-huh.
And you put them around the edge of the house and the water run into those and then they'd run like them. Maybe you had it fixed where they'd run way off like them. Let it go a little slanting down, you know. And it'd go way off after under or go in a barrel. Or if it didn't, it went after on the ground and run off.
Mm-hmm. What about a room at the top of the house? If you had a little small room up there.
These cover boards too?
Well, what would you call a little room? It's not really big enough, so, I mean, you don't actually live in it. It's not really big enough, but you could store things in it.
We didn't have them that day in time.
You used to have apes.
Yeah, they had an attic.
What was the attic like?
That's one of them little rooms where you stored stuff upstairs.
Yeah, where you stored stuff upstairs.
It was just under the... What?
There.
Roof?
Just under the roof.
What about the little room off the kitchen where you can store things? You could keep canned goods, or...
Yeah, you keep canned goods, anything you want to. Put them in there, they'd can then. They'd set that in there.
What would you call a little room where you could... next to the kitchen?
I'll be dog if I know this. We call it, what did you call them rooms? Hey, don't answer. I don't know, we just call them rooms, all I know.
I was thinking, did you ever hear of a pantry or kitchen closet?
Yeah, they call it a pantry.
Is that what you used to call it? But say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out, you'd say, well, that's not good for anything anymore. That's just...
Well, you'd take it off someone and throw it out.
What would you call that? You'd say a...
We didn't never called it then.
Well, junk.
They called it junk. I like that.
What about a place where, say if you had one room that you could use to store odds and ends in, you know, things that you didn't want to throw out but you didn't have any need for them, what sort of room would you store them in? What would you call that?
We just take them and throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
We just take them out somewhere and throw them out then.
Well, did you ever hear of a storeroom or junk room or lumber room or?
Yeah.
Have anything like that?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Well, that's first one thing and then another.
Well, what did you call that?
Junk room.
Say, if the house was all messed up, a woman would have to say, I have to do what to my house? It's been a big mess, I have to.
Well, they sweep it, clean it up.
What would you sweep it with?
Broom.
See?
Yeah. Do you ever see one of the old timey brooms?
The old straw broom?
Yeah.
I think I saw one of them once.
We got plenty of them here. I got enough to eat 2 years. I went up here and got some. We got them here now. We got some in there.
Oh, really?
Go in there and get some and bring it here, show it to her.
You made them yourself?
She did. I got enough to eat 2 years.
How did you get it?
Cut it off, take my old knife, cut it off the bottom.
This broom sage or what?
Yeah, it's broom sage. There it is.
Gosh. You can sweep under your beds and everywhere that, and you can get all your dust and all that, and you won't have to say, well, I can't get the dust out from under my bed. And them old stick brooms, we call them old bark brooms, you know.